Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
And off and running on a Monday evening, almost Tuesday morning. Gordon Damer here on The Fan, in for C-Mac tonight. 888-808-1019, the telephone number to get involved with the program. And boy, do we got enough to talk about. Taking you till 5 a.m. and plenty on the table. We'll talk about the Jets and Giants in the course of the night. Even though all they do is lose, they still figure out a way to come up with stuff to make us talk about them. 888-808-1019. Big week 12 in the books now. And unfortunately, we found out the old boss is same as the new boss. Is this new boss same as the old boss or old boss? Whatever. We'll get to it. But I wanted to open up with the baseball tonight because the baseball offseason is underway and the Mets jumping in with both feet. And I said on Saturday, it feels like the Mets are the great wild card of the baseball offseason. There'll be plenty of teams that go out and spend money. I'm sure the Dodgers will go out and spend more money. But, you know, the Dodgers don't have that many open slots to fill on the roster. The Mets, they have the combination of money to spend and questions to answer. The Yankees are on the other side. They have lots of questions, but can't find any cash. Got to check the couch cushions to see if they'll be able to afford Cody Bellinger before too long. But I wanted to open up with the Mets because they get in and they make the first big move of the offseason. By now, you know, Brandon Nimmo traded to the Texas Rangers in exchange for Marcus Semien. And this news has hit Met fans hard. I've been listening all day. Met fans not happy with David Stearns, and they already weren't happy with David Stearns. But I gotta say, as someone who kind of prides himself of having the pulse of what fan bases are thinking or feeling, as surprised as Met fans are by the trade, I'm surprised by Met fans' reaction to the trade. Did I miss this moment where Brandon Nimmo was this unbelievable player? Did I miss the All-Star game appearances? Did I miss the all-time moments? Did I miss that year where he was in contention for MVP votes? What am I missing? I watch the baseball. I watch the Mets. I watch Brandon Nimmo. But it's almost like Met fans, are all of you 9 years old and you go to bed with your Brandon Nimmo pajamas every single night? Brandon Nimmo was a nice player. At one time, he was an underrated player who very quickly went from underrated to wildly overpaid. He was a nice player that Steve Cohen wildly overpaid because that's Steve Cohen's thing. When you're a billionaire, prices don't matter. You don't care. What? This costs $20? Take a 50. How much is it? 100? Here's two. And that's what happened before David Stearns came on board. Steve Cohen was smart enough to realize, you know what? I need somebody here who kind of knows the baseball side of things, knows what things cost in a baseball sense. But that Brandon Nimmo contract, $20 million a guy, $20 million a year for a guy who's got, over the last 2 years, an OPS plus of 110. He's like slightly above average. He is sandwiched between Fernando Tatis Jr. and Julio Rodriguez in terms of salaries for outfielders. That was one of the worst contracts in baseball. Five more years for a guy who can't play the outfield, can't throw, and it seems like his offensive skills are certainly diminishing. Certainly the OPS and the on-base percentages have diminished. He's no longer that getting on base 40% of the time. You're getting on base 40% of the time. Well, then, all right, now we're talking. He's not that guy anymore. But Met fans' reaction, as if this is Tom Seaver all over again, or somehow they brought back David Wright and then traded. I mean, guys, relax. What did you think was going to happen? After the season that you had last year that ended in the fashion that it did, what did you think was going to happen? Oh, but Gordon, you don't understand. Brandon Nimmo was the heart and soul of this team. Heart and soul of the team? The team had one of the most epic collapses that you could ever have. And you don't need to be as smart as David Stearns to realize there was something fundamentally wrong with the team. Now, 2 years ago, it was a little bit more difficult maybe to judge things fairly because you were coming off a playoff run and you got to the NLCS. So maybe the time to make major changes and major subtractions, that wasn't the time to do that. Maybe David Stearns just kind of here didn't want to certainly make any major waves by trading away fan favorites. But after last year, this is exactly the time to take a sledgehammer to a team that is not in position to compete for a World Series title. Despite the payroll, that's not where the Mets are at. It's time for some major changes. And this is now David Stearns going into year three of him running the team. And as I said on Saturday, 3 years in, this does not look anything like a David Stearns-type team. And while Met fans might not like it, the only way through this is through David Stearns. That is the only way this team, as currently put together, is going to put together a team, a baseball team, that can compete with the big guys. Not missing out on the playoffs and losing out to the Cincinnati Reds on the final day. Heading into year three before this trade, the Met roster was basically a combination of holdovers from the previous regime, some fan favorites, and some impulse purchases by the owner. That's what you had. It was not a cohesive baseball team. And I said, and I think this is the only way forward, you have to have Steve Cohen take a step back and have David Stearns take a step forward. That's why you went and got him. That's why Steve Cohen went and got David Stearns, because he is the baseball mastermind. He's the guy who's going to be able to put a team in place, not just a team, but a perennial playoff and World Series contender.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And you need David Stearns to be the one to take control. If you simply wanted a team of fan favorites and big-time purchases from the owner, well, then why did you bring in David Stearns if you're Steve Cohen? You could have just kept doing that. He's got more than enough money. It wasn't working. So Steve Cohen realized, and he realized before he actually got it, he was hunting him down basically for 3 years, waiting it out for him to get out of his deal in Milwaukee so he could sign him. And now after the disaster of last year, I think that there's probably some heat on David Stearns to get this thing turned around and put in the right direction. And he's going to go into this offseason and make some changes. And the first change that he has to make is by breaking up kind of an underwhelming core of players. Now, he's not going to be trading away Francisco Lindor. That would be dumb. He's not going to trade away Juan Soto. That would be dumb. But an overpaid outfielder who can't really field the position, who has one of the worst contracts in baseball at $20 million a year, that seems like a fair place to start. That seems like a reasonable place to get things started. And I would think, you know, so much has been focused on what the Mets got back in Marcus Semien, and we certainly can get into that at 888-808-1019. But to me, this was more about removing Brandon Nimmo and getting his contract out of there and being able to put in a left fielder who can field the position and starting to improve the overall team defense and start to build a team as David Stearns sees fit than it was about bringing back, say, Marcus Semien. Like, Met fans, what did you think you were going to get for Brandon Nimmo? I keep hearing, oh, they got Marcus Semien. Oh, man, this guy, he's 35. He was a Gold Glove second baseman last year. I'm not saying that he's a superstar. Maybe at 35 he will start to slow down. That is possible, I guess. But, like, what did you think you were going to get for Brandon Nimmo? Just because you love him because he runs to first base and he has the right kind of baseball attitude of playing hard. I get that. I understand that. But if you want to compete with the big boys, this is the type of stuff that happens in the offseason. It's about improving the team. And one of the first moves is, yes, David Stearns has made it clear. This core, as seen right now, cannot compete for a title. He has to change the mix here. Hopefully, pretty radically. And he should not be allowing fan emotion to play any part of it. Zero. That's how much I heard a lot today. Well, you know, now you can't get rid of Nimmo, a fan favorite, and Pete. That's going to be really hard for the fan base to take. Who cares? Build a winning team. Build a team that goes to the playoffs every single year and eventually wins a World Series at some point. That's the goal. It's not to have a whole bunch of fan favorites. Who cares? Trust me, if the Mets go out next year and don't have Brandon Nimmo and don't have Pete Alonso, because it certainly seems like that's where this is headed, but they go out and they win the NL East and they're competing pitch for pitch with the Dodgers to go to a World Series, I'm telling you right now, Met fans, you'll find some other favorites on the team. You won't be thinking, ah, but I wish Nimmo was here. This is not Don Mattingly on his last legs. This is where it starts. And this should be celebrated. This is what you want. And I know what Met fans will say, and I certainly want to hear from you at 888-808-1019. I don't trust this David Stearns. He was a disaster last year. He screwed up the rotation. He did this wrong. He did that wrong. He hasn't proved anything. He's the genius, all blah, blah, blah. Hasn't won a thing yet. Well, if that's the way you feel, get rid of him now. Don't let him have, but don't let him go into the offseason with handcuffs on. Don't let him go into the offseason where he's allowed to make certain moves, but Steve Cohen's going to overrule him on other things because this guy's really popular with the fan base. Build a winning. You have not won a World Series since 1986. When Steve Cohen bought the Mets, you didn't think to yourself, well, now we're going to have a lot of fan favorite players. No, it's about building the best team possible. And removing Brandon Nimmo, an overpaid player whose skills are diminishing, that's the first step of it. Well, but they're a worse team now than they were. Guys, it's the start of the offseason. Do you think they're not going to make any moves? Do you think next year the Mets are going to go, and you know what? Let's play without a left fielder. We don't need one of those left fielders. They're going to replace Brandon Nimmo. I don't know if it's Cody Bellinger. I don't know if it's Kyle Tucker. I'm guessing this is not the Mets done making moves. This is the first move. And based on how last season ended, it should be the first of many moves. You have to hope that David Stearns can take control of this roster and build a team as he sees fit. Like, how did you think this was going to go when you miss out on the playoffs spending the second most payroll in baseball? There's going to be major moves, and this is probably not the end of it. Let's hope it's not the end of it. David Stearns has proven in his life so far. Now, look, maybe he won't be able to handle New York. Maybe he won't be able to handle all the payroll that Steve Cohen will allow him to spend. I don't know. Maybe even after last year, he won't go out and sign any starting pitchers. I would think that that would seem to be a bit of a stretch, but let's play the game. But as of we sit here right now on November 24th, 2025, David Stearns has proven to be a pretty smart baseball executive. That's why Steve Cohen wanted to go get him and waited for 3 years, waited it out. Was basically like a stalker. He was waiting it out so long. It was an open secret that as soon as he's able to get out of his contract with the Brewers, you waited longer to get David Stearns than he's been here. This is how it's to make an omelet, you got to break a few eggs. This is the first egg. It's not a one-egg omelet. Might be a 20-egg omelet. Might be a 30-egg. I don't know. The more, the merrier. Based on how last season ended, you should want it to be an active off-season. And you have to allow David Stearns the room to operate. He is the baseball man here, not Steve Cohen. Steve Cohen's the money man, and that's a great thing to have. You want the money man that when the baseball man says, hey, you know what? We need a little bit more. We need this. No problem. Check signed. Cut the check. Perfect. But make no mistake, the only way that the Mets get to where I think fans want them to get to, where they are a perennial contender and competing with the Dodgers year in and year out and competing for a World Series title anytime soon, is if David Stearns goes out there this offseason and nails the offseason. That's the path forward. And this is the first move that shows you he is not holding back. He's not going to half measure this. So if it's a fan favorite, so be it. It's about making the best team possible. 888-808-1019 is the telephone number, 888-808-1019. Coming up, we'll get your phone calls about Brandon Nimmo, about the Mets. Got lots of things to say about the direction of the team and what David Stearns might have next, because I think this – this kind of tips the hand of what the next move is going to be. So we'll hit on that and how it relates to Pete Alonso.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.